The Supreme Court has thrown out an application that sought an interlocutory injunction against a member of the Council of State, J.H. Owusu Champong, over his appointment by President Atta Mills as his campaign manager in the upcoming NDC presidential primaries. The 9-member panel of judges noted that the plaintiff, the Center for Constitutional Order, failed to articulate his request for the injunction. Correspondent Amasewa Bediako has the details.
The Center for the Constitutional Order sought the interpretation of Article 89 Clause 1 and 89 Clause 2, Sub Clause C. Denis Ofosuapia, who is counsel for the plaintiffs, said the application was also to invoke the jurisdiction of the court to interpret the whole of Chapter 9 of the Constitution with regards to the motion. The suit also against the sitting president of the country, His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills, and the Attorney General sought a declaration that the appointment of Mr. Owusu Champong as campaign manager for the re-election of President Mills was not in line with the 1992 Constitution. Mr. Ofosuapia had argued that the constitutional mandate of the second respondent defendant is to counsel the president in the performance of his duties. His argument also bordered on the fact that Mr. Owusu Champong, in his capacity as member of Council of State, represents the Brong-Ahafo region, and any active engagement in partisan politics will amount to betraying his position. The motion sought for an interim injunction against Mr. Owusu Champong, but was put right by the panel after Mr. Ofosuapia had stated that the plaintiffs wanted the injunction served until the substantive matter is resolved. It also sought to restrain Mr. Owusu Champong from continuously holding himself as campaign manager of President Mills' campaign team. The panel of judges, led by Mr. Justice William Atuguba, noted that the motion filed did not spell out how the interpretation of Chapter 9 and Article 89 Clause 1 is related to the affidavit in support.
Amasewa Bediako's report.